listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Tributes are flowing for the teenage boy who was killed at a wheatbelt farm. Police say the 17-year-old sustained fatal injuries around 10 o'clock Saturday morning when he was allegedly struck by a loader. WorkSafe is investigating the incident. Westpac won't close any further regional branches until at least 2027. The bank extending its moratorium on closures after receiving strong feedback from customers. Consumer Division Chief Executive Jason Yetton says it gives certainty to their people.
I think that's good for our people. It's good for the communities. It's good for customers because it gives them certainty to plan the future.
Amid a looming live export ban, more than 357,000 sheep have been trucked to the eastern states from WA so far this year. New figures from DPIRD showing monthly volumes of the first quarter of this year were 250% higher than the 10-year average. A market analyst highlighting the strain WA producers are facing, calling for the federal government to open up export pathways to the Middle East North Africa region. Relief for regional pensioners with the travel card allowance boosted. From July 1st, seniors will get an extra $100 to aid travel amid the cost of living pressures. Seniors and Ageing Minister Don Punch says a large part of the community will benefit.
Aged pensioners, people on a disability pension, Veterans Affairs pensions, carers allowances, income supplement recipients. So it's a broad ranging support that provides access to help with fuel and access to taxis.
In sports, some big scores in the Northern Senior Netball over the weekend. Renegades Black recording a 79-11 win over Hammerheads in round two. And Yirrajinda followed winning ways, defeating Tiger Sharks 50-36. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.